The State Department's history with Libya includes a breakthrough in relations with that nation back in 2003. That was when, under U.S. and British pressure, Libya agreed to renounce terrorism and accept full blame for the 1988 Lockerbie bombing. It was 20 years ago this month that Pan Am Flight 103 was blown up over Lockerbie, Scotland. As part of the 2003 deal, the Libyan government agreed to compensate the families of the 270 victims with $2.7 billion. The ripple effects of that payout reach far and wide. The compensation has been a lifeline for one New York City school. The De La Salle Academy received the compensation given to the family of one passenger, Andre Gavorgashin. Gavorgashin was taught by brother Brian Carty. He's De La Salle's principal. He says Gavorgashin, the son of Armenian and Russian immigrants, benefited from the school administration's willingness to challenge segregation 40 years ago.
One of the things that they wanted to do was to give the middle school kids, the brighter guys, particularly the boys, a very strong academic workout, but also to deal with the de facto segregation that existed in New York. You could have a kid growing up in Harlem, could go all the way through elementary school and never sit next to a white or Hispanic kid.
And what do you remember about him? What was your relationship?
A raw talent, a bundle of raw talent. And I could see how, in a regular classroom setting, he must have been a handful. Inquisitive, bright, always asking questions.
Do you remember finding out that he was aboard the Lockerbie liner that was bombed?
Well, the night that the Times published the passenger list, I was exhausted. It was the end of the day, about 11 o'clock. I think it was on the 23rd, or even may have been Christmas Eve, the 24th. And I turned to the page where the list was, and I had no reason to read the list. But all of a sudden, his name just leapt off the paper at me. And I said, oh, my God, there aren't too many Andre Gavorgashins. So I immediately, you know, got a hold of, contacted mom, and she was absolutely devastated. Only child, had done everything, loved his mother, did everything for her. And she pushed him. She was the driving force behind him.
Well, she also credits you as being one of the driving forces behind him and saying that you pretty much, you know, he'd be stealing cars if it hadn't been for somebody like you. Can you explain, though, how it was specifically that that your school, under your tutelage, got some of this money from Andre's mother, Tatiana, that she directed it in part toward you?
Well, when a bunch of Andre's friends from Harvard and Harvard Business School and Choate had went to his mom, and because they didn't know much about me, and I didn't know them at all, and they went to Andre's mom and said, we want to do something for Andre at Harvard and Choate. And she said, no. You know, help Harvard. You know, help Choate. You help Brother Brian. You give him call. Here's his number. You call him. And next thing you know, I've got three or four guys on the line saying, Mr. Gavorgashin told us to call you. We're in trouble if we don't call you. And so, and that was the start of a wonderful relationship. And they helped. They were mom's advisors and assistants in how to handle the lawsuits with Pan Am. They're lawyers, they're business folks, and basically gave mom, you know, all the advice that they had and how to join the suit against Pan Am. And also the fanciful, at the time, lawsuit against Libya, which was a fantasy. Nobody thought it would ever go anywhere. You don't sue a nation state. And what's the miracle about all of this is that when Gaddafi apparently came to the United Nations and said, how do I, you know, get out of the doghouse? They said, well, one of the things you got to do is you got to settle up with the people and families of the people on Flight 103.
Yeah, off the list of state sponsors of terrorism. Mm-hmm. Do you ever give a thought to the fact that there are young men like Andre who are benefiting right now from compensation from this horrific act of terrorism 20 years ago?
Well, I do. I go to Mass every morning, and a whole list of people that I pray for, and Andre and Andre's mom are on the list of folks that I pray for. So all the time I think of Andre's presence.
This is such a personal question I'm going to ask you anyway. You sound like you're very honest. I wonder if the man who is said to be the perpetrator behind this, Muammar Gaddafi, if he's on your list every morning at Mass.
I do. I mean, he had a metanoia. I mean, hopefully he's trying to do the right thing. I mean, metanoia is like a conversion. It's a Greek term for somebody having a conversion experience. He scrapped his nuclear arms program. I think he saw the fact that terrorism is really not the way to go about doing business. I'm a forgiving kind of guy.
Kind of
got an Irish temper, but a forgiving kind of guy.
All right. Well, you're saving your Irish temper, for which we are very grateful ourselves. Brother Brian Carty, principal of De La Salle Academy, a New York City school that has received more than $2 million in the settlement of the 1988 Lockerbie bombing. Very nice to speak with you.
Thank you.